everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Well, cattle producers, coming up next week, it's the silver anniversary edition of Video Royale, a great sale put together by Superior Livestock, originating on Monday from Fort Worth, their historic stockyards studio location, and then on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week, 2nd, 3rd, 4th of August, they'll be originating from the Winnemucca Convention Center, Winnemucca, Nevada. The Monday sale, July 31st, starts 8 a.m. Central Time. It'll be featuring feeder steers, feeder heifers, as well as wean calves and calves on cows from our part of the country. Then they will be reorganizing and setting up shop in Winnemucca, starting to sell starting at 10 a.m. Central Time on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. All the sales will be seen on Dish Network Satellite 232, as well as on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com for more details or call them 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
And welcome back. Firm pressure quickly moved into cattle contracts today following firm support seen early in the day. The lack of follow-through support, though, that held in the session added pressure to all markets, while lean hog futures added market softness in the complex. In live cattle, light to moderate pressure developed in live cattle futures. This inability for buyers to stay involved in the market sparked follow-through losses throughout the last hour of trade. Front month August futures, though, held single-digit losses, although deferred futures posted more aggressive pressure with increased momentum, which may continue to be seen. Cash cattle activity, though, still quiet today with bids and asking prices poorly defined. In feeder cattle, futures backed away from early gains at midday with traders continuing to chop around in a moderate trade range. Meanwhile, August futures posted a $1.30 per hundredweight loss, adding to the limit losses seen on Monday. The pullback from firm early morning gains continued to create uncertainty on the stability of the market, which some thought would be established in the market throughout the morning session. Further pressure, though, could spark additional liquidation. In grains, though, soybean futures held on to most of their overnight gains going into the session's home stretch today, helped by USDA's larger-than-expected reduction in the crop rating. Corn futures, though, were about 5 cents lower today as they were unable to hold early overnight gains. USDA on Monday dropped the crop rating 2 points to 64% good to excellent, a reduction that was close to expectations. Soybeans remained higher, though, but retreated about 6 cents from the overnight highs. The lowered rating to 57% good to excellent from last week's 61% was the driver. New crop November remains above key moving averages with an RSI of 60. Meanwhile, wheat markets were lower today, led by double-digit losses in spring wheat, where forecasted rain may help the crop, which is in its late stages of growth.
That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.